Education, entertainment, it's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR. You're making dogs wanna beg, breaking them
off your fancy day. But they make you feel right. Make those dogs wanna beg.
Something like that.
Is that what he said?
Something like that. Something. It is the Computer Corner, Ken and Brandon and Garrett and Michael and Brian and repeating sound files. We're talking about pop-ups.
Yeah, buddy.
Pop-ups.
You asked for it.
Adware, that type of thing. We got Louie on hold, but I have to read this. I have to read this email. Rick writes, even though we only represent 3% of the alleged computer users, you don't talk enough about Macintosh products.
Is it alleged or alleged?
I thought it was 5%.
Yeah.
But we'll give him the benefit of the doubt at 3%.
Right.
You're right, Rick. Okay, here we go. Macintosh is cool.
Apple.
And it's cool.
They're cool. They look cool. I want a grapefruit with an Etch-a-Sketch on top.
Yes.
Those are so cool, and they're so proprietary, and cost a lot to fix. And
Macintosh is cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Got the widescreen.
That's the 3%. let's go back to... just kidding, Rick. We will, actually, from time to time. Actually, we invited Louis.
Louis. Yeah, No. Don't get
Louis from Mac Media a couple times to come on, but, you know...
He's a punk.
He's afraid.
He's a punk.
He can't handle it.
He's a punk. He's a long hair punk.
No, actually, he's not. I saw him yesterday.
Oh, did he shorten it up?
Yeah, he did.
He's cleaning it up?
He's cleaning it up.
Wow. He's becoming a man.
Something like
mullet.
That.
Mullet.
No. He never did the mullet thing.
No.
All right, Louis, you had some other babbling to do on the show?
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, well, of course.
Blah, 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 blah.
Priceless.
Not on my topic, but the pop-up.
Oh, now it's your topic.
Well, of course,
okay.
On your topic.
Oh, okay.
The pop-ups, all you have to do, and this works with the Mac, so this will up us to 3.5% for the Macs. All you have to do is park your left thumb on the alternate key and your left middle finger on the C.
Hold it, pal.
We call that the pigeon.
He said Mac and middle finger. I think we're good to go there.
Yep. When you see a pop-up, all you do is press down the alternate, hit C, and it disappears. You don't even have to look at it.
Yeah, but that's when you're getting bombarded with pop-ups, that's not a good approach.
Do Macs have an alt key?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not like Open Apple or anything weird like that?
That's the way I handle pop-up.
I just prefer not to see them at all, and I installed EMS Free Surfer. It's one of the free programs that we've got in our links.
Where are you guys going? You know what? I have no pop-up stopper on my computer at home or at the office.
I don't
get pop-ups. Where are you going that you're getting all these pop-ups?
Okay, don't tell me you didn't go look for that picture of Madonna and Britney.
No, I saw it on TV. Okay. I've got a TiVo. I can watch as many times as I want.
But if you go online, I mean, you're going to get you're going to get stuff thrown at you.
I'm online all the time. I don't get pop-ups.
Well, even legitimate sites like ESPN or those kind of places.
One or two, I can handle that.
Zero.
You know what I hate is when you're trying to go to those places that you shouldn't be going,
yeah,
and like they're just uncontrollable. Like in 10 seconds, you got 50 windows open, and,
right,
and they're opening faster than you can close them. And
that's why you have pop-up stoppers.
Maybe that's why I haven't run into so many pop-ups.
Yeah. Well, it depends. I mean, if you go to these rogue sites that have, you know, you got to research stuff, and you go look at the stuff that independents, you know, the free web hosting sites.
Research, that's what I'm doing. That's right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, go ahead, Louis.
Okay, yeah. Combining consternations and possibly awarding a bonehead of the day.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I think that probably data doctors ought to get the bonehead of the day. And if I'm wrong...
Coming strong. Go ahead.
Then you can anoint me with a bonehead of the day.
We're ready for you.
Yep. Last week, you talked about reading your email before you send it. And on your online information research, we have one reply that says, I'm pretty sure his intern will be affected by this. Another one says...
What are you talking about?
Probably put as a signature sort of way.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm not... Okay, here's the deal. I wanted to, with my new little laptop, I wanted to transfer the files over with the USB cable.
Whoa. You are in 16 dimensions all at the same time.
Okay, and here's where it comes together. I went to data doctors like a good guy trying to find the answer online.
You went to our website.
Okay.
Logged onto your website.
Okay.
Cool website. And on the left-hand column, if people want to do it, they can. Click on search and put in transfer.
No,
okay,
no,
you're
no.
at our Computer Problems website, right?
Computer Problems.
Oh,
well, that's
right.
Different.
Okay.
And understand that all the content, if you read in the content, the answers to all the questions are not posted by anybody at Data Doctors. They're posted by people at community colleges all over the country.
Yeah, that's sure. Our internship program.
But go ahead.
That probably explains some of the wording that we had there. Anyway, and lo and behold, I found the perfect one. How do you transfer files with the USB port? I mean, with the USB cable.
Okay.
And the question was perfect. The answer was one word, Marshy.
What?
M-A-R-S-H-I. So, being the sleuth that I am, I searched Marshy and found that several people have experienced consternation, as you mentioned earlier in the program, because different questions had the answer Marshy.
So we've been hacked. We've been taken advantage of by the interns. Okay.
Or one of the interns is.
Wow, Louie, that was sure worth the 45 minutes that it took to get to this point. Why can't you just tell us we got a rogue intern on our internship program?
Evidently, he's trying to answer. But
this is a radio show. We don't have that much time.
Okay.
Goodbye.
U.S.
You're done. Come back next week.
Wow.
My goodness, he knows. How many times does he call in?
I'm sorry to our other callers that we've allowed that. Let's take Tim real quick in Phoenix, see if we can help Tim out with his problems of our app that cannot be removed after the blaster worm.
I think Louis gets a 6-week timeout.
I don't know. We'll figure that out.
Tim, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I was one of the morons that got the blaster worm. One of my applications that I bought was Dragon, naturally speaking, the voice-to-text application.
Yes.
Real nice program. I enjoyed it. But it never worked after I got rid of the worm. And I tried to remove it on the add or remove programs, and I get an error that has occurred while launching the file.
Did you try just reinstalling the application?
Yeah, I tried reinstalling the whole thing, and it won't do it.
So it won't let you uninstall, it won't let you reinstall?
Exactly.
Oh, this is one of those ugly situations in Windows operating systems that requires a manual reconfiguration or assimilation of the registry.
Okay.
There's going to be lots of registry keys. Your best bet is to get a hold of the folks at Dragon.
Here's a good point, guys. If you ever buy software, go to the website and see what kind of support they have.
Yeah.
These guys want to charge you for any kind of contact with them.
That's most any software you buy today.
Really?
That's really where they make the money off the customer.
Well, no, it's not where they make their money. It's where they're going to lose their rear end if they don't charge, otherwise everybody on the planet's going to call about everything, and most of the time it's not really about their software. Like in this case, truly, it's not an issue with their software.
Exactly.
It's an issue with your machine. So they're looking at it like, well, why should we have to take on the responsibility of your machine?
Right.
Our application runs fine, and so that's kind
of
what's going on.
99.9% of people's hardware and software problems that they think are hardware and software problems have nothing to do with the hardware or software they think the problem actually is.
What are you saying?
Well, it's just...
So they will know how to manually extract all the registry keys and all the junk from their software. That's why I'm suggesting you speak with them.
Okay.
They probably will charge you to do that. Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a long, tedious, they'll probably be on the phone with you quite some time getting this. But that's about what the only thing that you can do is to undo that. Now, what version of Windows do you have?
I've got brand new. It's XP.
Okay. You can roll XP back to prior to...
I tried that.
And what happened?
And it didn't work.
So you were able to roll back okay, but it didn't.
Yeah, it just won't. It still won't remove it. I got rid of the icon on the desktop, but I still can't get rid of the
spot. As a test, you can try rolling back to before you actually installed the Dragon software.
That's where I went.
Oh, you did, and it was still there.
It was still there.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
You have a situation where somebody's gonna have to manually get in there. And
it's
just
not. It's not that big a deal. It's not like it's just using up some of my hard drive.
Oh, forget that then. Forget about it.
Just
leave it alone.
Okay, then I will.
At some point, you'll wipe the thing out and reload XP, and then you'll be fine. So
I want to thank you guys for your little update on the pop-up removal. It worked great.
Good. Which one did you use?
Well, I got the one that I was getting the pop-up on my desktop.
Oh, the Messenger?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a nasty one.
I got rid of it.
Good deal.
Thank you very much,
guys.
All
right, Tim. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right, bye-bye. That's what it's about.
That's what it's about. What's it about?
It ain't about Louie.
No, it's about us, right?
Yeah, it's about us.
All right.
No, it's about Tim. It's about people like Tim that go, cool, I got
it's
somebody.
Actually about time to take a quick break.
All righty.
When we come back from the break, though, we've got all kinds of more calls and questions, ones that are not Louie-like, ones that are from people like Frank and Marissa and Bob who have actual problems, and we're going to give them actual solutions.
It's the Rage Against the Louie Show here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We're back after this.
When the day ends, more people end their day.